I'm going to take a minute and talk about the Office of State Prosecuting Attorney, because I know sometimes we call you out of the blue and you have no idea where we're coming from. So the Office of State Prosecuting Attorney has sole jurisdiction in the Court of Criminal Appeals. So we monitor every decision against the state that's coming out of the Court of Appeals to see if a PDR should be filed. And so when we see something of interest, we will contact you as the local office and consult with you on that. So don't be surprised. We're a very small agency, and we're a state agency on our own. It is a four-person agency. It's myself and John Messenger, and I know many of you have talked to him before, and he's here today, so please say hello to him. And now Emily Johnson Liu from Collin County has joined us. In the past, this presentation has been just drafting PDRs, and this year I wanted to do something different, so I recruited Gary, and Gary and I have been good friends for 11 years. And we definitely have debates, you know, having worked at the court together and then now outside, about how certain practice mistakes that people make and things that you should or shouldn't do. And so it's nice to kind of join and really combine the two different perspectives that we have. So the presentation is going to consist of strategies in filing your PDR. We're really going to focus on strategies more than the writing aspect. The paper really covers the writing aspect this time. As far as the cases that we're discussing, we really pick them to illustrate the strategies that we're trying to get across. I realize that nobody can read this at all. Just know that it is in your paper. It's a PDR checklist that includes very popular substantive issues that come up, like Fourth Amendment and Fifth Amendment, and sort of an analytical checklist for you to go through and addressing those issues on PDR. And then also really just rule issues to make sure that you're in compliance. So I would suggest that you maybe look at it when you're thinking of filing a PDR, and then before you file it, just to make sure you're not missing anything.